as this storm got on land and the intensity continued, I went through the archives and dug up some very interesting imagery. And there were certainly some signatures and some shapes of clouds and imprints of shapes on those clouds that was without question unusual. And that has to be this influence of this electromagnetic technology that was deployed the better part of 30 years ago against the rest of the world.
And now, let me ask you then, Scott, specifically, do you believe that Hurricane Katrina was created or altered by someone or somebodies?
Created and then driven to where she needed to be. Created and then driven. And I was disappointed at the countermeasures deployed by our side against this storm. They were obviously wholly inadequate. We've seen other storms spin down from fives to ones and twos before landfall. This one did not.
This one was allowed
to come in as strong, just about as strong as it could have been.
Okay, now when you say created, I'm going to ask you in a moment, by whom, in your opinion?
Okay.
And then when you say driven, are you saying it was intentionally focused at these refineries, these oil depots, these natural gas supplies?
Yes. Just like Ivan was last year. Remember, the Russians have claimed that they had this technology, have deployed this technology, and can use this technology at will. This is their statement. This isn't mine. This is theirs. And to be able to form this storm across the southeastern Bahamas and then work it across the National Hurricane Center into Miami, so basically we hit two major metro areas, and then do a nice little bend towards the southwest where almost all the computer models took it towards the north and northwest, up along the primary one we use for large-scale forecasting, took it northward along the east coast of Florida. The models were that off. There was one model that took it just north of the Florida Keys, which is far, far closer to its path, but that model was considered an outlier and not to be relied upon. But it had done very well previously with forecasting this storm. And it did the nice turn off toward the north and was deliberately steered exactly to where they wanted it to go.
The error
was not large.
Can't we simply say, though, this was an act of Mother Nature? She created another hurricane. We are in hurricane season. And this one was just a big one, and it hit the wrong place at the wrong time for us.
And that mentality has been countered on for 30 years. So responsibility for the activities in the skies doesn't happen. And that's how they've gotten away with it for so bloody long, is because, oh, it's hurricane season. Oh, it was the loop current in the Gulf. That's just crap.
So you are saying the Russians created Hurricane Katrina and sent her on her merry way to destroy those refineries and natural gas supplies.
We're talking Ivan and Katrina. What nationality do those names sound like?
Well, they sound Russian.
Don't they, though? And it's just an interesting coincidence, isn't it? Now, the ownership for those names, ownership for those storms. Definitely.
If other meteorologists, Scott, gathered on the phone right now, would they agree with you that hurricanes can be created,
not until we've sat down and they understand the technology, how it works, the flaws within their laws of thermodynamics and conservation of energy, all of those laws that are unyet recognized through the Western scientific community. And until that happens, they'll still shake their heads and say it is impossible.
And
we will continue to suffer the effects of this weaponry.
Now, when you say that we should have counteracted, what could we have done to slow Katrina down, to move it, to do whatever we needed to
do? Mm-hmm. This happens with storms out west, which has largely kept our drought intact through the western states. As large storms come in, you would see these bursts, these negative energy bursts, negative ionic bursts, and that disrupts the flow of the storms, releases the bond, the static bond that holds the clouds together. It's just simply let go, and it falls apart. I mean, there's an article on my page called Holes, and you can see evidence of these strikes. And they happen all the time, and there were very, very few of these strikes prior to landfall around Katrina.
Right,
there is unusual geometry, but much greater countermeasures could have been deployed. could have been deployed.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning there, George. You have a fantastic show, you and Art, and my hat goes off to you guys. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and yeah, I have an interesting question. I'm wondering if there's ever been any other storms that have ever been, have that, puff of cool air that Scott was speaking of earlier in association with, the way how this storm veered off from the west and did a 90-degree turn and ended up going east of New Orleans?
Good question. Scott?
Often this happens. The reverse is also the case with Frances, as she grew larger and then stalled just off the coast. It's the same thing. The technology is so far advanced that you can slow it down, you can speed it up, you take advantage of the moisture to sit over or just offshore to basically extend the area of angular momentum, so you have a much, much larger wind field. But I don't have names in front of me. I think Dennis did something similar. Ivan did fall apart prior to landfall last year. The south and southwestern eye wall just collapsed a few hours before landfall. And so as it loomed off the coast as a massive storm, it came ashore much, much weaker. And you almost begin to expect that there will be weakening prior to landfall because these countermeasures have been deployed in the past. And Charlie, we didn't see that. Before the measures could be deployed, Charlie turned hard inland across Punta Gorda, Florida last September. And they dealt with these kind of strong winds and probably a grossly undercounted death toll for that storm as well.
So you are saying, though, that this mysterious puff of dry air was created?
Oh, sure. Yep. If they don't know where it came from, it just appeared. And that's one of the hard things to accept about this technology is that it has access to space-time. And you can draw energy from the local space-time environment. And they will go to great lengths to protect this portfolio of weaponry. Great lengths.
That's,